and clerks and bureaucrats. And they say things to themselves almost from a resigned point of view. It's just the way it is. We live in a society that victimizes each other. We have to play the game. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just something that happens, and it happens to all of us. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to happen to you. It doesn't have to happen at all in any areas of your life. That there are specific strategies and ways of processing your world and your life that will allow you to get out of the victim habit. And being a victim is truly a habit. It is something that you have grown up with, that most of us have grown up with. Most of us grow up with a set of beliefs that we have to fit in. I remember my favorite poem of E.E. Cummings was one little line where he said, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you just like everybody else means to fight the greatest battle there is to fight and never stop fighting. And that's basically what this is. It's an effort to help you to declare your independence. In the Declaration of Independence itself, Thomas Jefferson put it this way: all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And what this is about, pulling your own strings, is helping you to abolish the forms to which you have become accustomed. There are many ways to be a victim. Some people just operate from weakness all their lives. Some people are victimized by the past, or institutions, or family. And I'm here to tell you in this tape that pulling your own strings is really an attitude shift, a shift away from having to be just like everybody else, having to fit in, having to do what you're told, having to listen to other people as the determiners of what your life is going to be, being intimidated by others, being bullied by others, being fearful of what might happen to you if you were to live your life the way you want to. I'm saying to you that you do not have to live that way, that being a victim is a learned habit. It is not your natural way of being. It is just something that you have accepted. And as long as there are people or institutions or organizations that will suffer those evils upon you, and as long as you're willing to accept them and take that kind of abuse, whether it's mental or physical or emotional or any other way that it can be expressed for you, as long as you're willing to accept it and take it and to fit into that role, there will be those out there who will indeed be willing to continue their role of putting you in your place. So being able to pull your strings means changing around some expectations that you have for yourself. And that's the very beginning. That's the hardest part for most people, because most people are victims not because the world is such a bad place and because there's so many bad guys out there. It's because people have accepted that role and have a set of expectations about where they fit in this world. And very often they believe that they fit in underneath someone else's thumb or being dictated to by someone else or keeping quiet when inside you're bursting to express yourself. That may be a role that you have learned and adopted. And there are other kinds of victim traps as well. You may be a very assertive, aggressive, outgoing person and still be victimized by a lot of the beliefs that you have, your emphasis on making the place where you work perhaps more important than your own life. You may have placed loyalty to the institution of your choosing above the loyalty to yourself as a human being. You may be making things more important than people. You may be victimizing yourself physiologically by abusing your body with addictive substances or with the wrong kinds of foods or not the proper exercise. You may be victimizing yourself through type A behavior where you're always in a hurry and always facing deadlines and never able to enjoy your life. There's an old saying that I've always loved that said that nobody on their deathbed ever wishes that they had spent more time at the office. You know, like, oh, gee, if I'd only spent 15 hours a day instead of 14, I could die happily. Or if I'd only, you know, made a little bit more money. That isn't what it's about. That people wish always, as they get to the end of their life, that they'd spent more time with their